Hey, this is Mandy and Kim with NextHop, where we are passionate about keeping kids safe in the digital world.
Did you know we have tens of thousands of listeners in 60 countries? It's truly amazing.
Crazy. Only God.
And as a nonprofit, everything we do at NextHop is supported by people just like you.
Be a part of changing the culture of conversation in your home and around the globe by making a donation today.
Go to NextHop.org and click on Give and check out our resources while you're there.
More than cyber parenting. Conversations to connect.
Have you ever stopped and thought about how our lives often reflect our focus? I mean, I've even heard it said that if you look at your planner and your bank account, it's easy to see what's most important to you, which I'll be honest with you, in preparing for this show, I was thinking about that. And apparently, looking at those things, food is what's most important to me. I spend all the money on it. I spend all my time planning it in my planner. What's for dinner tonight? So yeah, food for me.
Well, it's funny because Matt and I just finished our budget, and one of the conversations was we have to decrease our fast food budget. So that's funny. We are similar in that, sister.
Yes.
You know, we're joking about it, but it's such a great question, really. And, you know, I look at my planner and a lot of it is work stuff. And I feel like what we do at NextHop is so, so important, right? But even great stuff like volunteering at your church, you know, it can take the focus off of God. Like, I hate to say that, but it can. Even ministry can take your focus off of God.
Just I love the saying, just because it's good doesn't mean it's God. And I have to think about that often because I get caught up a lot of times in a lot of good stuff. But God's like, but that's not what I called you to. And so that is a good reminder of that. And, you know, mine is work too. But I don't know, maybe yours is money, maybe friends. Maybe you're a social butterfly, always planning a million get-togethers and things, or like you said, volunteering, whatever it is for you, I think it's important to identify and speak it out and figure out what am I putting my focus on.
Well, and I think a lot of times the good things we do, like volunteering, you know, especially this time of season, we're more charitable, we're thinking about others, you know, we should be. Even that, sometimes we get so caught up in it that our heart is not right. So it may be about the Facebook post that we're going to make about serving meals instead of like really preparing our heart to minister to the people when we drop off the meals. You know what I mean?
That's such a good point. Yes.
Like, we really have to focus on what our heart is trying to accomplish with those tasks.
What's our motivation?
So, see, you say it so much better. Like, I had all the words. What is your motivation? Yes, Kim.
What are we doing here? I've noticed this Christmas, I feel a little bit like we're so excited to do all the traditional things that we've done in the past. And, you know, we've recently moved. So it's like decorating and it's baking cookies and all the things. And we're just pulled in a lot of different directions, planning all the fun stuff instead of waking up and thinking, what is my real focus this Christmas season? What are we really celebrating? What are we doing here? Why is it that I'm more concerned about the decorations in my yard than the devotions in my heart? I think we need to reassess. That's kind of where I've been.
So that phrase that you just said really convicts me because I'm a big decorator and I like to get it done and get it right. You know, I'm an Enneagram one, Lord help me, you know, and so I want to get it done and get Enneagram ones, by the way, decorating a tree with a kid is hard.
Like,
let me just tell you, because the ornaments need to be evenly spaced and we're going to change everything.
No.
It's all the things, right?
Stress.
But in my mind, let me get it all done, get it perfect, get everything where it needs to be, and then I can focus.
Mm.
And I think so many times, like, God is telling me the whole decorations can be messed up. They can be disarrayed. Your house cannot even be decorated, but I'm still expecting your heart to be right. And so you saying that, Kim, it really convicts me for sure.
Well, it came out of a place of reading some scripture as I was feeling this way. Like, what am I really focusing on here? What am I modeling for my kids? And I read the Message version of Ephesians 5, 15 to 17. And I tell you what, like, my heart started beating a little bit faster when I was reading. I was like, this is like a call to action. It was kind of like a reminder to focus on what matters. Here it is. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work.
Mm-hmm. That is speaking to my heart.
Mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the sham that they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one else will see. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the master wants. I mean, come on.
I'm just picturing myself, God looking at me out in my front yard, fixing the lights, shaking his head like, girl, I got so much more for you.
Yes.
Let the perfectionism
Do
go.
You understand what I want? That's what he's saying. It's not lights. If Jesus showed up at my door, would I be pushing him off till later and saying, I don't have time because I want my tree to be just right? Or, sorry, Jesus, I'm going to volunteer at the soup kitchen because I want it to look good on my Instagram. Come back later. And Jesus literally is sitting and waiting for us. He wants to spend time with us. He wants to be in communication with us through this season so that we remember the whole reason we're celebrating. And a lot of us are pushing him off and focusing on the wrong things.
I mean, I love this. And it really does hone in from all of that. It doesn't use the word focus, but that's what you think about. Like, mm-hmm. Be intentional with your focus. And that focus should be, Lord, what do you want for me? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to serve? And when I do serve, make sure it is with the kind of heart, servant's heart, instead of look what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. And really, I think if we were to wake up every morning, God is a God who fulfills his promises. And if we woke up every morning and we said, Lord, show me what you want for my day, for every moment, for every minute, for every second, I am listening. I am watching for you. He would show up. He would show us. He wants so much to be in communication with us. And I just think that's a really practical step in the morning just to say, I'm here and I'm listening. This is your day, not mine.
That is an easy thing I think we all could do. Mm-hmm. And it not just be words, but we truly mean it.
Mm. Right?
We truly mean it. And I want to talk about some other practical things, because especially in this season, there's so much that we can sign up for and go to and check off the box. But do they really matter? Are they really fulfilling a purpose?
Yeah.
You know, we used to do all the things. We had all the traditions. And as my kids have gotten older, they've told me, we don't like this tradition. We don't like, and I've had to be okay letting go.
Mm.
But what's really cool about this new season is I feel like we're doing new things, fresh things. And one of the things that we're doing is studying Luke as a family together to like prepare our hearts for what Christmas really means this year. And man, the fruit of being able to gather on the couch and talk about scripture and Jesus's birth and miracles that he created, it's just created a new, I don't know, like a fresh wind in my family. It's been so cool to see how the Holy Spirit is speaking to both of my kids and my husband and I. And we were intentional about making sure that God is at the center of this Christmas season.
Imagine that, studying scripture and preparing for celebrating Jesus. Like, it seems so obvious.
So simple, right?
Yeah. And yet we're like doing all the other things and we put that on the back burner.
Ugh. Christmas baking cookies, the challenges, the, you know, neighborhood drive-thrus, the hot cocoa bars, you know, all the cool stuff. There's nothing wrong with any of that.
Yeah.
And if you are the type of person that likes to go, 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 fill it all up, fill it all up. But I just can't. I'm too old anymore. I can't do it.
You're crotchety. So
I'm wearing bifocals now. I mean, come on. I'm still in denial about that.
Is that Santa over there? I can't tell.
When you hit your 40s, everything changes.
Well, those are simple. But yes, they do take intentionality. And I think that's really what we want to say here today. It does take you refocusing on what's important and taking steps and making decisions that lead you to the feet of Jesus.
You know, another thing that we did is we've always followed this Advent calendar, and it was kind of kiddish. And, you know, my kids have done it every year, and so they basically know it. And this year, I just threw it all away. And it was all about Jesus. It was all about Jesus. I mean, it was great. It was Bible verses, right? But they're older now. And I'm like, does it even matter? Like, they have these things memorized.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to mean something. And so I started writing my own little prepare our hearts for Advent thing. And one of the first things we did was every day beginning in December 1st is we would go around and say one thing we loved about somebody in our family, like the four of us. So we did this for 3 days. So you had to cover everybody. So even siblings had to find something they loved about the other one, right?
Yes.
And we had some ground rules, like it couldn't be just a blanket, you love Jesus or you follow Jesus, because that's kind of a standard that we have in our family, right? And but it had to be something specific about this person. And man, the fruit of that, like just hearing what my kids thought of me, you know, you don't really ask them to think about a good characteristic. And in turn, me really thinking about my kids and what I love about their uniqueness and what they bring to the world. It was just a really cool conversation. And I think it really prepared our hearts. We're also going to talk about our grandparents and our friends. And then we're going to focus on my whole plan is with this Advent thing is then to also turn it around in the last week and focus on Jesus and how his characteristics, you know, we have our faults, you know, and humans have their faults, but he is like this perfect package of all these amazing fruit of the spirit characteristics. And that's kind of the way we're going. But so far it has been amazing. And I feel like it's really helped prepare our hearts in a fresh way that we haven't done before.
I think that's awesome and very practical, very doable. And it kind of speaks to one of the things that I started doing this year. I've done it before, but it's been a minute, is to not just think about your priorities and focus, but to write them down. And I like to do it on my bathroom mirror. So literally when I'm standing there, I can say, oh, I want to do this, 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 and this. But these are my priorities. And does it work with my priorities? So if it's Jesus, you know, family, fellowship, whatever those are for you, and you think about, I'm going to go to 22 Santa parades. Like, does that allow for these other things? No, it doesn't. I've got to say no to some things so I can say yes to things that align with my priorities. And so that on a practical level has really helped. And I have found that we've said no to a lot more things this year because what my kids want to do is snuggle on the couch in Christmas PJs and do our family devotion together because that has really brought us together too. That's a new thing for us this year. And so I think just having intentional time to think through what is important for you and your family will help this process more than anything.
I think that's so important, Kim, to make sure you're writing out the priorities and asking yourself, does this fit within that? Because we can all fill up our calendar with busyness, but we really have to be intentional about that goal.
And that being said, one of the things that we identified, Mandy and I, for this Christmas season is that we wanted to be intentional about having downtime to be refreshed and restored with our family and in our faith life. And so that means stepping away a little bit more from work. So we're going to take a day off just to be still. So as we're taking time off, we pray that you will do the same. Think about what's important for you and your family and filter what you're doing through that and be intentional about keeping your focus on the real reason for the season.
Merry, Merry Christmas.